On the surface, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA sounds like just another upbeat pop song. The title, Born in the USA, led a lot of people to think that the song was a patriotic anthem. President Ronald Reagan declared that Springsteen's songs had a, quote, message of hope. But strip away the keyboards and snare drum backbeat and listen carefully to the words, and a different story comes out. And that's what co-producer Logan Rogers wanted to spotlight on the tribute album Dead Man's Town.
Because if you pay attention to the song and the lyrics, you're going to see it's a protest song without any sort of compromise. And that speaks to the time, like how massive this song was. But it also speaks to how many people sort of misinterpreted what the song says.
The husband and wife duo Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires reimagined Born in the USA, putting darkness back into the story of a Vietnam veteran trying to get his life back on track after returning home from the war.
Come back home to the refinery. Iron Man says, son, if it was up to me, I went and I seen my VA man. He said, son, don't you understand? I had a brother at Quezon fighting off Viet Cong. They're still there and he's all gone.
Dead Man's Town puts the emphasis on the lyrics of the songs that make up Springsteen's Born in the USA, the album that made him a worldwide superstar. But despite Springsteen's breakout success 30 years ago, not everyone involved in this new project had been a huge fan of the original record. One of them, says Logan Rogers, was Dave Cobb, who produced three cuts, including the title track.
He just couldn't get past the 80s-ness of some of the originals, but once Jason and Amanda came in, he really paid attention to the craft of the song and what the song was actually saying, and he really came around.
Austin singer Joe Pug says that Born in the USA has influenced a generation of musicians, even those who didn't consider themselves fans.
Strangely enough for me, it was just kind of there. I've obviously listened to it before. You can't really play singer-songwriter music in America these days without being familiar with that record.
His contribution is a piano-based version of Downbound Train, a song that Joe Pug describes as a very intimate portrait of a life gone bad.
It's kind of gone off the rails, gone in a direction that they didn't expect, it didn't want.
Here's Springsteen's original.
She packed her bags, left me behind. She bought a ticket on the Central Line. Nights as I sleep, I hear that whistle whine. I feel a kiss in the misty rain. And I feel like I'm a rider on a downbound train.
And here's Joe Pug's reinterpretation.
She just said, Joe, I gotta go. We had it once, we ain't got it anymore. She packed her bags, left me behind. She bought a ticket on the Central Line. Nights as I sleep, I hear that whistle whine. I feel her kiss in the misty rain. And I feel like I'm a rider on a downbound train.
Joe Pug hopes that after hearing Dead Man's Road, listeners will come away with a new appreciation for Born in the USA and for Bruce Springsteen as a songwriter.
A lot of the tunes on this tribute CD have been slowed down to a certain degree, and it's almost like getting to watch like a deconstruction of like really finely built building. I think Bruce's work comes into focus when it's able to be brought down like this, and I guarantee that there's a bunch of albums that will remain nameless, not his, but other people's over the years, that couldn't be deconstructed like this because there was nothing below the production.
The biggest hit single to come from the original Springsteen album was Dancing in the Dark.
You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's behind.
Logan Rogers, co-producer of the new recording, found Nicole Atkins' new version of the song particularly surprising.
Well, it's kind of a shocker. I wasn't sure what to expect, and it put a groove into it that wasn't there before, and it's a little bit darker, but it definitely has like a dancing groove that I was really surprised about. I expected her to do a version that was more similar to the original.
I'm Catherine Cole.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. Come home in the morning, go to bed feeling the same way. I am nothing but tired, just tired and bored with myself. Amen. I could use just a little help. Can't start a fire, can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in.